Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, you know, this is always very important. How the old market's holding up these days.
Just hope it's happy.
I'm going to have to change the song soon. They're like a doomsday song.
It's time for a look at the opening bell on Wall Street, sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Yesterday, late in the day, as I'm sure you guys know, they found the first case of Omicron COVID here in the U.S.
Yep.
The market did not react well to that.
Well, you think we weren't going to get it here? You think what?
I mean, you think it was going to go coming, but this is a stock market report.
Oh.
Yeah. I like your
get your booster shot. They said the booster shot helps.
I'm getting it.
Good for
I'm going to get mine on Friday just in case. It tomorrow just in case there's a little reaction. Last time I had the bad Saturday, had a rough Saturday, and I did, man. I had a terrible reaction to the second one.
Yeah, some people have.
First one, nothing.
Yeah.
I might actually get mine today. I have a ton of sick days racked up, so.
Take them.
Yeah, might as well.
You have a right. You can do whatever you want here.
Boy, you hate sick days, don't you?
What?
Hey, somebody
I
never gets sick.
I don't know. What do you hate more, people taking sick days or paternity leave? Which one grinds your gears worse?
I don't care.
Oh, yes,
sick.
You do.
Sick. I mean, you do care. It's okay.
I don't think you guys need to take off, like, you know, 6 months after your wife has the baby, like you had it. Like you were carrying the baby. I still don't get that. I know people go, oh, man, you're just, look it, man, I'm all for taking some time off and getting adjusted. But, yeah, I don't get the, hey, I'm going to be out a month. For what? Got to breastfeed the baby? I mean, come on, what? Come on.
If anyone could breastfeed a baby, it's you.
No, there's no question. It's just way too late for it now. Way too late. Kid, and then no more kids coming that I know of.
All right, think about you, man. You had four. You could have taken off, like, 9 months combined.
Yeah, but, like, if they're offering it to you, why not? Like, why not take it?
Well, just because they offer everything to you, you just feel like you have to do it.
I didn't take the entire time the first time. I made the second time, though.
You know, it's funny. So then on top of that, people take that week. Like, hey, I didn't use it all, but I'm going to use this. There's an extra week.
Bank it, right.
And I'm going to use it so my wife and I can have a little time away. And her mother's coming in town to take care of the baby.
Got to bank
this
that
is
week.
Still continuation from having the baby.
Yeah, but at least you have used all, you've used all your vacation time this year because you don't work on Mondays anymore.
That's right.
I got three or four Mondays.
Busy checking out all the airports around the country.
See which ones I like and which ones I recommend.
Do you have a favorite?
I have one I hate, Newark.
I hate it. Which is your least
favorite. I don't like to say hate, but that thing, try to stay away from Newark.
Well, Jersey's a rough place. Yeah. Try to stay away from Jersey.
Never catch the last flight out either. Never catch that last flight to get home.
Well, because there's a chance it doesn't happen. That's why.
Not right now.
Right.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. So think about this for a second. So there are people probably listening. My dad's not listening, but if he was here in town, he would tell you, yeah, man, when we had a kid, I couldn't even go in. Somebody came out and said, it's a boy, got a big head. His name, he's here. Congratulations, Jerry. So my dad would, you know, come back in, and you can come in a little while, but you couldn't be there.
Yeah, a little different now.
Couldn't be in.
A little different now.
And I, for the life of me, do not get the pictures, why people want to take pictures of the actual birth. I went down there to take a look. I damn near passed out. I had to run back up by the head.
What do you mean, pictures of the actual birth? What do you mean?
Like, is the baby's coming out?
People do that?
Yes. Yeah. You don't know that?
I mean,
you've never heard of that?
No, I've never heard of that, to be quite honest. Will you strap a GoPro down there or something?
I don't know. Full widescreen. I just stayed up and like, is everything all right, Doc? Doc, is everything okay? Is everything good? Hang in there. Hang in there, Mark. Tough one.
GoPro.
Well, the first time around, they made me stand right in the front. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know. They go, hey, stand. You need to stand here because I guess maybe someone wasn't there or something. They had me hold a leg and.
What?
They did?
Yeah,
you were, like,
I saw
doing
everything.
Work?
It was.
They told me to get rough. The hell out of the way.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
They didn't want anything.
Some things you can't unsee.
Yeah, I know.
I was intense. Telling my wife to just keep pushing, and she said, shut up.
Right. I'm sure with a couple extra words.
I don't want to hear it. Like,
right. Is that what you told her? Keep pushing?
Keep going. You're doing great.
Breathing?
Shut up. Right. Then you just kind of go over in the corner.
You didn't learn your lesson by like the fourth time, like what to do?
No. Tell you what. Guys couldn't go through that, though. I can tell you that. There's a lot of guys that think they're pretty tough. Could not go through that whole experience.
No shot.
No way.
I'm talking about leave. I'd be out for about 2 years.
That would be a tough one. Hey, by the way, we have been all over the place this morning, and we have just beaten up this whole crazy dysfunction. Listen.
No answer yet, right?
Is it fair to say, and I'm being serious, and if you think we're being too hard, I want to know. It seems very, because they're taking their time on this and apparently don't care about the recruiting date on this thing. They're not thinking about that because they want to get this AD thing right. It just, to me, and I'm guessing they're going to have somebody, maybe hopefully by game time, by kickoff on Sunday, somebody will walk in and go, they got an AD. But I want to tell the people in Coral Gables, you look very dysfunctional. Do you guys agree with that?
100%. They fired Blake after FSU. Seems like it was a year ago at this point. Like, what's happening over there? What is the discussion about at this point? Are there 9 different candidates that they just can't decide on which guy to go with or which girl to go with? Like, is that where they're at?
I don't know if they put a lot of people to get a vote in this, because there are different tiers of people, ones that represent the president and people who represent the money. And so I do understand that, but taking this long on an athletic director so you can move on with everything else, either keep it the way it is or bring in somebody quickly to try to save a recruiting class, or just let Manny continue and he can go back out and go, I told you, I'm going to be here. Whichever situation, that first signing, I just think the national signing day and getting the best players you can – and losing a couple guys at the last second, they could end up being, and they'll go other places, and, you know, it just.
You just can't throw that day away like it's not a big deal.
Yeah,
it's a huge deal.
You can't let Barry Jackson write it's not that big a deal.
Right, you can't say that.
Not taking a shot at Barry, who was probably told by the school, well, we don't think it's a big deal.
Right, someone said that to him. Right?
We don't think we're going to lose any players. Really? You don't think you're going to lose any players? You think everything's just about the U? Like, as long as I got a scholarship, I'm going to the U. No, you see a lot of people decommitting right now. That's not about the university, and they're pretty good schools. And they've decided, because their guy's gone, they have decided to decommit. It doesn't
make a lot of sense.
I know we're not making friends. I just hope they get this thing figured out. I don't know how the Geno thing is going to work, or if Geno's going to get another chance to be an athletic director. I think he was offered a job before and turned it down. And then the whole situation with Alonzo, who I do believe wants to be here and would like to be involved in this thing. I think he's got some support from some people.
I think they all have support from somebody. I think that's the problem.
No. Gino's got support, too. Right. He's got some people that
– But there's probably another name or two out there, too, that there's support at that table. They just can't come to any sort of conclusion. Any solution?
This goes back to half wanted Mario and half wanted Butch during that whole crazy thing. Bring Butch back. He knows what he's doing. Bring Mario. Mario can out-recruit anybody. Butch has still got it. And that was the divide between the UM people.
Right. I just wonder what is going on at those meetings at this point.
Pretty crazy stuff to talk about. And with the Mario thing, and there's, I've said this before, there are a lot of people that believe that UM's going to jump all over this late Friday night, early Saturday morning with Mario. And there are a lot of players that played with him or know him to believe he's interested in this job. They think there's a chance they can get him if they have everything structured, they have money in place, that they can get it done, and that they're having trouble understanding why he would like Oregon over Miami.
I mean, it's an easy answer right now.
Well,
one
I can just tell you
on the rise, and one's Miami.
And by the way, one program doesn't have to go through all these like, hey, what do you think? What do you think? No, one goes right through Mr. Knight.
Right.
Nike Knight.
One voice, one vote. What do you guys think? Okay, good.
That school, doesn't go to the restroom without checking in with him first, okay, if he's around.
Well, there's not that person at the University of Miami. Not that one.
I don't think any school has that. How many schools you figure?
Michigan.
Have had an – let me finish before you go.
Okay.
How many athletes – how many guys you think have given $1 billion to their school? Mm. Yeah. Maybe none.
Right.
Steven Ross gave $400 million at one shot.
There's got to be some guys at Texas, right?
I don't know. $1 billion,
I'm
Woody?
There's some money around there.
Woody, $1 billion he's given to Oregon, including that whole track thing because he ran track. The story about the track, if you haven't seen it and you don't watch track and field and you haven't watched the Olympic qualifying for the United States, there's a reason they're always out there in Oregon. He went out and built. He built something they'd love to have for the Olympics.
I don't know if there's a guy like that around the country. Steven Ross would be the only one that I could throw out there.
Oh, no. The guy was at Oklahoma State before. Didn't he pass? I think the guy at Oklahoma State. Did he finally pass?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He gave a ton of money,
but,
too.
But a B? I mean, Steven Ross gave $500 million, basically. Very close to it, right?
I think he gave $400 million in one shot.
And the business school named after him.
Now listen, throughout, Mr. Ross worth a lot of money.
Right.
But.
Well, we just saw that because all the D papers are coming out too.
But I got to tell you something. Nobody's given $1 billion.
No, Phil Knight's in a different category.
Hire his insurance guy to come in. They go, "Why? You got an insurance guy's the AD, and you'll like it."
Yeah.
And they were, "Well, what are we doing?" They go, "You're going to like it.
You are going to like
it. I'm writing checks."
Yeah. There's no one voice. That's the difference.
I just think that's a big help. And by the way, they're out in the middle of nowhere. If you haven't been to Eugene, it is a college town. It's in the middle of nowhere. I'm guessing they don't get a lot of players in their backyard.
I can imagine so.
And Mario has been.
He's West Coast in it.
Really, really good in the state of California. Yeah. If you get a chance to look at the roster and where some of his great players. And by the way, he has
Hawaii for a little bit too.
He has recruited some really good players, including a quarterback and a safety, a tackle.
I was about to say, did he recruit a pretty good He's
done a pretty good job getting some guys in here. Anyway, Woody, what do we got coming in? 305-567-056. What's been the topic of the day on the text machine?
Texter wants to know which will come first, the U hires an AD or Tyler Van Dyke retires from the NFL?
Yeah. I get it.
I'm laughing, but it's, you know, kind of sad.
You think there's any?
I think there's a plan. Like a texter, he says there's a plan in place and it's silent. Give it time. Okay. Like there's no way they're all just showing up there every day.
Well, how much time do you want to give? You
as
want
much
to
as
like
it needs.
January?
As much as it needs.
So you think that's going to be the right answer is to wait a couple?
I'm apparently the only one that thinks the early signing date's important.
Well, here's the deal. They're either going after two. There's probably two coaches, right? Lane Kiffin and Mario Cristobal, who nobody else seems to have any interest in. So those guys aren't going anywhere.
By the way, you know what's funny? The Lane thing. By the
nobody
way,
nobody has any interest in Lane Kiffin.
I am so glad you brought that up. Have you noticed with all these big jobs?
His name's not being involved in any of them.
Lane's name doesn't pop up.
Well, why do you think that is?
In and out?
Yeah. I mean, come on,
I don't mean
man.
In and out burgers.
Every school in the country seems like they have an opening, and neither of those two guys have been discussed for any of them. So you're not obviously not in a huge rush with that. You just got to make sure you get the hire correct here.
Well, Mario's been rumored, but not, you know.
Mario's name's been
right. Been by the way, enough where he's really. I mean, come on.
His name's in Oklahoma right now.
Right. Oklahoma. I mean, yeah. He was in the Florida rumors. He was in a bunch of rumors. Lane just hasn't.
I think he's on the list, but you're right. He hasn't been. He hasn't obviously. The guy's
an emergency situation where you got to make this guy an offer now.
Well, they asked him about the USC job, and he just about told the media guy, "I thought I was coming on to talk to you about my team," and went pretty crazy about it. Like, I'm not here to try to leverage my job.
FIU did hire a new athletic director, by the
way.
They did.
Yeah. Hey, and the other part of this is,
as the Dexter points out,
that I was asked last night, if they like Mario so much in Oregon, how come I haven't seen him get one of those big $80, $90 million contracts, and I still looked for his last $26 million contract with a one-year extension to it, and he's making $4.5 million when a guy in USC who hasn't won a game in USC has got more money in Lear Jets than that.
That's all about to change in less than a week.
You guys ready to give someone 10 years, $100 million, the University of Miami?
I can't see Miami doing that.
Well, that's what it's going to cost.
Now, what else? You think Mario's going to leave for half of that?
I don't think he's going to leave. I don't think he'll leave for anything less than 10 for 100.
Right.
Because I wouldn't. That's clearly the going rate now.
So,
and I'm guessing Oregon will match whatever.
Well, Mario's agent's going to go to the
But doesn't Oregon, Oregon, no matter what, like, you probably should have had it done. Aren't you surprised we haven't heard?
Yes.
Somebody brought it up to me last night. Are you surprised? So if Oregon likes Mario so much, Joe, aren't you surprised? Because by the way, they send it out. As soon as they, like, leave our guy alone, we just signed him to this big-ass deal. How come Oregon and Mr. Money hasn't done it? And I went, good point. Mm. It's got to be coming, though. I can't believe a guy wins 10 games every year and they think they're going to get something better.
They can't be waiting for this game on Friday night to worry about an extension for him.
He must know, like, hey, when this is done, we want to take care of you.
Have to
I mean,
be
here's the other thing.
There.
Are you going to negotiate with Mario Cristobal while Manny's your head coach? What are they doing? I mean, either fire Manny or don't.
Oh, no.
Like, you can't just go out and negotiate with coaches and have Manny as your fallback plan.
I totally agree.
And what are you doing?
This thing is, honestly, what they've done, and if nothing else, Manny's got to feel like he is on Gilligan's Island by himself.
He has to.
Yeah, they need to tell him if he's in or out.
Like, hey,
this is just silly.
To the school, what are you doing to him? We'll stop with AD. Good point, Woody. What are you doing to Manny Diaz? Well,
not the right thing.
If you don't like Manny and your people don't like Manny, that's fine. If you don't, just give him his money. He'll move on. But, like, treat him this way when he's out recruiting. Like, he's out recruiting. Like, he gets up in the morning and says, she did not leave me. We are still together. Because I know some guys that have done that. I know some guys. I don't want to get into names. Some guys are in denial when she said, I want out. I'm not only not sleeping in your bed, and I've been sleeping in a different bedroom for a while,
but
I'm out. And you're going, no, we can work it out.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just giving you your space. You're not leaving. I understand you're just going through something.
You think you're getting to that point with Miami and Manny at this point? You think you're getting close to that?
I just don't do this to him. He's not a bad guy. He doesn't deserve. He's not a jackass like Kelly, this guy from Notre Dame.
Good guy.
Manny's not a bad guy.
You have to, at this point, you have to make a decision whether you're sticking with Manny or not. You can't have him out on the road recruiting and doing all this nonsense. And then you also can't go and negotiate with Mario Cristobal, if that's what the plan is here. You can't go negotiate with the guy while you have Manny Diaz out on the road. I mean, what are you doing?
He deserves betterness, whatever you think of this. He deserves, like, nobody deserves this. These guys didn't quit on him. They didn't embarrass you at the end of the year. And I know the Florida State game and like to have that 4th-and-14 back and all that stuff. But look at, man, this guy, if he does leave, he left you a lot of good young players, especially at skill positions. Like, you got some players. He just let him know. Like, somebody out there today say, you know, I know we got to pay Manny and we don't feel badly about this, like, you know, because he's making millions of dollars and we're going to pay him millions more. But, like, why treat somebody like this, man? Let him know he's in or out.
He thinks he is, right? He's recruiting.
Well, he knows he's got a chance to keep it, but how good do you feel when they haven't done it and you're waiting on the AD, I'd love to know what they're saying to him. He's dealing with Jen Strawley.
Yep, that's her name.
And I'd love to know what she's saying to him because he says nice things about her. Like, hey, and she's just the middle person.
Wow. I mean, how many decisions is she making right now without that table of trustees or the president?
Zach, I don't know who's making decisions.
I don't know who is either.
That's the worst.
No one's making a decision right now.
Anyway, we'll come back here. Sure would be nice next few days to kind of have an idea. Something's going on here. Get somebody up there in front of everybody and shake their hand. And then when the AD gets here and the first question from Barry Jackson's going to be, who's your head coach going to be? Got to know that's coming.
Yeah.
Even dummies down there got to know that question's coming. Hey, what do you got for me, Zach, here?
Well, I can tell you right now about something big that's coming out in a couple days. That's right. And you have a chance to see it first. Let me explain. It's called National Championship. It's a new sports movie that's coming out. It's about a Heisman Trophy winner on the best college football team in America who on the night before the National Championship game announces he's starting a boycott until all student-athletes are compensated. That's right. And, of course, you can realize that all hell breaks loose after that. National Champions, by the way, executive produced by Russell Wilson and with Mike Greenberg and Michael Smith and Jemele Hill. It's in theaters Friday, December 10th, and you can be the first to see it. That's right. Go to WQAM.com right now for your chance to win tickets to a screening of National Champions before it's released in theaters. Your chance to see it first. Go to WQAM.com. It's released on December 10th.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The movie National Champions. Army with harmony. Me and Hollywood are just watching Joe do story time out there for about 40 people. anyone that's walking around. Joe will tell a story. That or steps. I was guessing story time and not steps during that. So we'll get the right answer as he's sitting down with
us. We were just telling.
Story time?
Don Shula stories.
I figured, yeah.
It always goes back to Coach Shula.
Yep.
And the clean version of accountability on the football field.
Well, you're out there. You don't have to go clean version.
He treated drops like you cheated on something. I mean, he treated it.
That was all in the
details,
right?
I was trying to think of like, and you knew after you dropped it, right away after you dropped it, and you're coming off the field, because it was usually third down.
Right.
Like, you have to face him. There's no way around him on the sideline, because he was going to meet you, and he was going to let you know that's not acceptable with a lot of words that could get you upset unless you could take it. And I didn't take it well, but it seemed to work, but I didn't like it.
I mean, nobody liked it,
by the way, same thing for guys that miss tackles. I've heard Bo talk about missing sacks or missing a guy in position and screaming. He's done to the defensive guys. And you see it. And some of those guys will go, "Hey, I'm trying my best." You know, like something like that. He was cool with that. But everybody was accountable. If you had a chance to make a play, penalties, he'd crush you.
I'm guessing pre-snap penalties.
Mental mistakes, that was your – and ended up being a disaster because of your mental mistake.
Right.
Like, a guy was amazing for knowing everything that was supposed to go on. And if he didn't, he would ask you, and sometimes he'd ask the coach, and the story better match up.
Oh,
and if
God.
You go, "That wasn't my fault, it was his guy," you get "Now you're lying to me. Now you're lying."
He put you right up against the coach, huh? Boy, you better be quick with that story.
But so I was just telling these guys, he got me so bad in a couple games that we'd win the game, and afterwards I was still mad. And they go, "Hey, man, what's wrong?" I go, "What's wrong? Do you hear how he talked to me during the game in the second quarter?" I was still – like, I could – and by the way, he let it all go. He was done. Like, "Hey, all right, guys, that's a good win for us."
He moved on. He moved on.
Like, so he could let you have it, and then it was over. Kind of like Catholics going to a confession, then, it, you know, you're clean. And I got where I couldn't let that stuff go. Even at practice. He'd jump you in practice.
Did anyone snap back in all the time you were there?
Yep.
I mean, I'm talking like a real, like, "I'm not taking this bleep, coach."
Mike Kozlowski.
Just full snap back.
Mike Kozlowski went back at him with the same words that he used on him.
Wow.
And all Mike was doing was giving the defense – it was offensive day, so the defense had to run the team we were going to play's defense. We had offensive day and defensive day. And Mike Kozlowski, who was a hothead, if you remember Mike Kozlowski, he's going, "Hey, Koz, all the bad words," goes, "give us a damn look at full speed. Quit playing grab ass," and that kind of stuff. But it was a lot more intense, to the point that the coach came out, Coach Shula, and Koz just wasn't having it.
Really? Because I never heard a story where somebody just went back at Shula.
So I was like, "Man, I'm not good enough to do that." Oh, my only thought was, "I'm not good enough to do that. I'm very replaceable." But some guys, there were some guys.
Were there more? You there was a bunch? Like,
not a bunch, but there was in the moment,
right,
guys, if they got jumped for something that they were definitely not guilty of.
Right.
Because that wasn't the defense. That's not me. With yelling at each other. But, yeah, man, it got it would get pretty heated up there.
Because we heard about, like, the – you know,
so that's what I was doing outside.
Cameron,
I was telling stories. Yeah,
I figured that.
That stuff never happened to Coach. That stuff that Jason Taylor,
well, yeah,
Joey Porter did would have never done that to Don Shula.
And even the Saban
or Jimmy
stuff.
Johnson.
How about the Saban stuff?
Would have never done to Jimmy either.
Right. Yeah.
Would have never. But you get a first time coach that's not having success,
right?
And those veterans will walk all over you to the point standing up in a meeting and saying, "You should be fired. You have no idea what you're doing." I've never been in that.
I mean, that's...
It was a one-way, and it wasn't a player telling Coach Shula.
Oh, I can't imagine that.
Like,
someone saying, "Coach Shula, you're done. You should quit. You should be fired."
First of all, I think when I was there, he owned a piece of the team there for a minute, and he controlled with Jemay. Like, he would call me one day, camp's getting ready to start. He said, hey, you need to take, it was 80 grand, new contract, was 1 year 80 or something. He goes, you need to take that 80. And matter of fact, you're making too much with that.
You need to take the 80 grand, and you're like, making too much already.
It was between the agent and the guy he had working at the time that was kind of the GM, although
he was.
He ran everything. And he called one day and he says, hey, camp's getting ready to start. You will be here, and you need to take that deal. Like, that's more than fair.
Coach, so what are you going to do? Negotiation.
So you go, okay.
That doesn't sound like we're negotiating.
And Nick Bonacani calls me right after. He's my agent. Nick says, you might want to just take that money. I go, yeah, I know. I said I got the call. Thanks,
to be
Nick.
You're working for me.
And then, thanks, Nick.
I want 110.
Not like today.
No one ever countered like that? Coach, oh, yeah. I know 80. You said 80, but I want 110.
Let me tell you what drove him nuts. Don Strock used to do one-year contracts, and he wouldn't sign them and show up till late in camp.
Of course, he's a vet. He knows.
And right. And we needed him. So
right. He knows.
It drove him nuts. And then somebody go, has anybody seen Strock? He goes, yeah, he's on the back nine right now out of Doral.
Oh, Coach must have been so pissed.
It used to drive him nuts, man. Strock stuff.
Oh, my God.
I like Stroker. You are my idol, man. You are. You're a legend.
Still is.
Show up.
Still is.
Get his arm revved up there in about 2 days, and if you need me, I'm ready to go.
And
like,
he was ready to roll.
Yeah,
man,
for camp, he goes, have you changed anything? He says, you haven't been in camp at all. He goes, have you changed anything? It looks like the playbook's the exact same.
Stroker.
Anyway, I don't know how we got on that. I apologize if that stuff is a little crazy. But he got me, man, like nobody. So I always thought, and for people out there, thought they had a tough father. I thought my father was tough, but he never MF'd me.
Not like Coach did.
The coach, when he got fired up with you, he couldn't help himself to throw in some. And anytime he goes, and he had a lot more to it, but bottom line, he was going to cut you
if
you had games like that.
Right.
And I'm like, he just threatened to fire me.
Right. He offered me a crappy deal, and he's going to fire me.
No, but like later in the year, he goes, I can find another guy. You can't play better than that. It's like, he just did a roundabout way of saying he's going to fire me.
Wow.
That'll keep you on your toes.
He mind bleeped you
and
also,
you never.
Huh?
And then when you make the team, he never made a big deal about it. He said, well, this are the guys we're going to start the season with, but if you don't play well, you'll be replaced.
That's a hell of a comment.
All right, guys, let's get going. Week one, let's get ready for the Bills.
These are the guys we're starting the season with. Not this is our team.
He never wanted anybody comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that way of doing stuff.
Well, it obviously worked for a little bit, right?
Anyway, so that was so those guys love those stories.
Of course.
I
don't think you've ever told one where somebody snapped, like the Cos story back at Chula. We've heard the Blackwood brothers, and we've heard all that. And I mean, maybe my favorite one is Dwight going up to complain and basically coming downstairs going, I'll kill all of you guys.
You ever have me go again.
That's my favorite.
And I'm going, Dwight, you might be the best player in football. Right. If you can't go into Coach Chula, nobody can.
Right. And he came down like he was just like beaten up.
I knew my rookie year, Tim Foley was still on the team. We had a handful of guys from the undefeated team, and Tim Foley got beaten. And at that point, Tim was at the end of his career. He couldn't cover you. In fairness to him, and he was playing on brains. He was just at the end. He was a good team guy. So he got beat one-on-one by a tight end, and he's over there on the bench. And he's letting Tim have it like Tim was a rookie. And Glenn Blackwood. Glenn was the best. He goes, I told you everybody gets it on this team. And Tim's sitting there. I mean, they went undefeated together. Right, and Tim Foley's, at the end of like whatever his last year of his career was, and he's getting like – he's a rookie. He's letting them have it in front of everybody on the bench. And he goes, you're never safe. And Blackie, Glenn had fun with it. Glenn just – he just thought it was hilarious watching his brother get all upset.
Of course.
Anyway, hey, listen, we got a lot more stuff to get to. I'm sorry I got a little carried away with Coach Chula's stories. It wasn't part of the show, but I got going on those stories out there. Dave Hyde is going to join us. And we are going to talk about this whole craziness that's going on in Coral Gables. We cannot let it go, and you shouldn't let it go either, till we get an athletic director, and find out who the head coach is going to be. That's coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.